With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A vote to end the government shutdown has come up short.
On this vote, the yeas are 55 and the nays are 45. Three-fifths of the Senate duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmation, the motion is not agreed to.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the blame rests with the Democrats.
The simple truth is Democrats in Congress have dragged our country into another reckless shutdown to satisfy their far-left base. That is the truth. Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them.
The tally did show some cracks in the Democrats' resolve, leaving next steps uncertain. On day one of the shutdown, blame was being cast in all directions. Tomorrow marks the annual Bring Your Bible Day, sponsored nationally by Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family. In the wake of the recent murder of Charlie Kirk, spokesman Emerson Collins feels the annual event reminds people to honor the freedoms we enjoy in America.
First being our freedom in Christ, that Christ came, he lived, he died, he rose again, and we can have freedom from sin and death. That's a freedom worth celebrating. The second most important freedom we can have in this life is our freedom of speech here in the United States of America. I encourage everyone everywhere to bring their Bible with them wherever they go on October 2nd this year and be a light for Christ and administer the healing balm of the gospel to our culture and our nation that so desperately needs it, especially right now.
Emerson Collins adds that he hopes people will bring their Bibles with them tomorrow, schools, universities, and workplaces as well. Two hurricanes, Umberto and Imelda, both stirring things up not far off the coast of the eastern United States. Eyewitness Brian Barley watched the winds and waves take their toll on Surfside homes in Buxton, North Carolina.
Wow, just like that. Three houses down in 1 hour.
And at least five houses claimed by the wind-whipped waters along the Outer Banks. This is SRN News. A devout atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
And also at srnnews.com, a recent opinion piece in the New York Post found that while the late Charlie Kirk's mission had been to turn the hearts of young men toward family and faith and nation, now Erica Kirk has taken that mission to young women. Essayist Libby Emin says, if Gen Z women continue following the moral guidance of the left, they will find what so many of their millennial counterparts have already learned. This is SRN News. If you remember that sound, you may have been among the earliest users of the Internet. AOL, formerly known as America Online, introducing many households to the World Wide Web for the first time when it launched its screechy dial-up service back in 1989. The company does confirm it discontinued dial-up service once and for all on Tuesday. Scientists have uncovered new types of organics in icy geysers spouting from Saturn's moon Enceladus. They say their findings, reported on Wednesday, bolster the likelihood that the ocean world may harbor conditions that could be suitable for life. On Wall Street, investors shrugging off the impact of the government shutdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by about 14 points, the NASDAQ up by close to 70, and the S&P 500 up by 13. More on these stories at srnnews.com.